One Witness Radio Broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
I was awakened at 3 in the morning, and I don't know if I went back to sleep or if this was a night vision, but I saw this as a warning to America. You know how that God always warns? He always warns us. He always tells us what's coming. This is your future. If you do this, you can keep that from coming. But I have to say this, that my father was in state government. He was a statesman for sure. And that's all I ever knew was state government. But he was the most patriotic man I think that ever lived. From little bitty girls, my sister, my twin sister, and myself, every year we went to Washington, D.C. We had the same guide. He said the same thing every year. We went to the Lincoln Memorial. We went to the White House. I mean, I can almost do it in order. How it went. And we heard the same sermons over and over. And after many years, I think after about 16 years, we almost could quote the guide. But what it did was it drilled into us that we are patriots of America and our American heritage. And I know lots about it. And so it was not insignificant in this dream that I had that it was a very patriotic one side of it. And I understood so much about it because of my own upbringing. Anyway, so also in the summer, we didn't just go to Washington, we went to New York. He had a convention there, but a lot of the reason we went there was because of the Statue of Liberty. And if we have some slides to show, you can see her in case you didn't know what she looked like. I can tell you all about her because my dad was the guide for the Statue of Liberty. I can tell you the whole thing. And we would start at the bottom and there was no elevator. You walk the stairs all the way from her foot to her crown. I can tell you the U.S. was given her, she was given to the U.S. by France as a symbol of liberty and freedom. She is known as the gateway to the new world of freedom, to your new world of freedom. And my father always emphasized to us that she does not face New York Harbor, but she faces outward. So that all the new immigrants who come into America, this would be a sign you have entered the new world of freedom. The new world, this is the gateway. So in the dream, I was moving across the Hudson River. And because I had been there so many times, I knew in my dream exactly where I was. To the left of me, I saw the George Washington Bridge. And I knew exactly where I was going, because I had been so many times in that boat crossing over there to Liberty Island. So I'm going over there, and then there she is in her regalness. And as I see her get closer to her, I notice a crown on her head, symbolizing authority to lead and to command the world. I notice the torch in her hand, symbolizing liberty to enlighten the world and to give the world light. I saw on her foot the broken chain. And the reason the chain is broken is because it symbolizes to all immigrants that come, your day of freedom has come. You are delivered from submission to other religions. You are you are free now. And so as I get closer into the statue, there's her foot. As I get closer into the Statue of Liberty, I'm looking at her from afar, and I notice over the top of her head was this cloud. And it wasn't a puffy, pretty cloud. It was a wispy cloud, kind of waving like this. And it was in the shape of a skeleton. And the skeleton was blowing smoke out of it. The skeleton's head was shrouded in a black scarf like a Middle Eastern woman would wear. And it, when this wispy cloud would kind of hover over her head in the Statue of Liberty and her head in her crown, as this cloud blew smoke out, she began to rock and reel, like what she was going to fall. And I was taken back by that. I'm like, what is wrong here? And I remember my sense of distress over her rocking, because I knew that she could never be rocked. She could never be torn down. She could never crumble. And the fact that she was even rocking was pretty major for me. And then I noticed the torch in her hand. And by the side of the torch in her hand, there was another hand. And it was very strong and fierce looking hand. And it started out that the hand was very small. It wasn't a big hand, but it grew and it grew till I knew that this hand was like a threat to the world. It was so big and strong and mighty. And then the hand began to grasp the torch and try to remove the torch of enlightenment to the world from the hand, from her torch, try to remove it. It was trying to take the torch and replace it with this silver cup. Now, since I have had this vision, there's so much symbolism to it. I could go on forever to tell you, but everything is symbolic of something that is happening. Well, there was this silver cup, and this hand was trying to replace the torch with this silver cup, and the silver cup had a sword through it. The handle of the sword had the crescent and the star on it. And there was a voice, and the voice was speaking. This evil voice was speaking, and it was speaking scripture out of Jeremiah chapter 25, telling the Statue of Liberty that she had to drink the dregs of the judgment of this skeleton and this that we are replacing you with. Imagine that. Satan telling liberty and freedom, I'm replacing you with this. And then she began to rock and reel further. I knew that she was going to crumble and fall. And then I heard, when I told Billy this, she probably has a whole take on this other part, but I told her I heard the sound of bees, not from the torch side, but from her other side. I heard the sound. It was like, that's all I can say. It sounded just like bees. And as I got closer to her, I realized that the sound of the bees was praying people. And these praying people were girded up, and they were using their authority against this that was trying to take over. And there were angels that were working with these prayers. They were sort of above them, and I recognized them to be those that Brother Halverson, this one time he saw this vision, and he saw these warring angels. And I'd heard him talk about it many times, but I'd never seen them myself until in this vision, where they were actually those people that were praying, those angels were actually working with, with the prayers.
Yes.
The prayers would shout, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Say that.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Say it again.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
And they were saying, "When the righteous rule, the people will rejoice." Say that. When the righteous rule, the people will rejoice. Say that again. When the righteous rule, the people will rejoice. And every time they would say those words, those two phrases, "Blessed is the Lord," and "When the righteous rule," the skeleton-like cloud would move away from her. And this fist and with this cup would move back. And so it made me to know that this plan of devils to take our freedom and to take our liberty, that this could be stopped.
Yes.
Now, I want to say this here. This was a warning. This was a warning. And it's a warning to America that we will not end up like Europe because of praying people. Because of praying people. And so we say that we have a great responsibility. You know, God, He shapes the whole world by prayer. Over and over in the Word of God. If you go through your Bible, you can see that how God, even God's mind was changed by prayer. How kings were changed by prayer. How nations were changed by prayer. And you know, as Christians, we should be able to see, I believe, in three realms. We should be able to see with these eyes, with our spiritual eyes, in three realms. We should be able to look into our own life, and we should see direction, the direction, the way to go, how we're guided and led. We should see reflection in the Bible. We should go to the Word of God, and it would be like layers of revelation on certain scriptures, or all scriptures.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.